This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Saturday that they have begun an assault against Islamic State, declared that last enclave of the militant group controlling eastern Syria. Mustafa Bali, an SDF spokesman, tweeted Saturday that SDF started to move on to the last village remaining under jihadist control, village of Baghouz, which is the only one remaining. This battle will be sealed in the coming days. SDF officials in the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. The observatory also estimated several hundred civilians remain in the area. More than 23,000 Syrian civilians and foreign nationals fled eastern Syria this past week as the SDF, which includes Kurdish YPG militia fighters. The political party that nominated a Thai princess to run for high office says it will do as the nation's king has wished. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
The Raksachak political party has sworn loyalty to the king a day after its stunning decision to nominate the monarch's sister as its candidate for prime minister backfired when the king intervened. The statement of compliance comes as the country ponders the whirlwind in which Princess Ubal Rat broke with a long tradition prescribing the monarchy's involvement with politics to become a candidate, only to have her brother, the king, invalidate her action with a late-night order. Thailand's March 24 election will be the country's first since the 2014 military coup. I'm Charles Ledesma.
A Christian woman acquitted of blasphemy after spending 8 years on death row in Pakistan has been transferred from a secret location near the capital to another in Karachi, but she's still not allowed to leave the country. Amanullah, who spoke to Asia Bibi by telephone, said the 54-year-old is being held in a room in a southern part of the city. This is VOA News. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has formally announced her candidacy for president next year. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Warren called for change in a political system that she told supporters is rigged in favor of the rich.
The man in the White House is not the cause of what is broken. He is just the latest and most extreme symptom of what's gone wrong in America.
And that, says Elizabeth Warren, is a rigged system that benefits the rich and powerful at the expense of everyone else. While the campaign manager for President Trump's re-election bid labeled Warren a fraud for past claims of Native American heritage, Warren did not address the topic and avoided taking direct jabs at the president. Instead, she pledged to fight for big structural change that she says will ensure every American has a real opportunity to build something.
I am in this fight all the way.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of French yellow vest demonstrators marched Saturday with scuffles in Paris on the 13th week of demonstrations. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
Several thousand yellow vest protesters descended on Paris on Saturday. It's marked the 13th consecutive weekend of marches against President Emmanuel Macron's government. Some protesters were visibly injured during scuffles with police, who let off tear gas in an attempt to disperse the crowds. Other marchers tried to set up a barricade on the Boulevard Saint-Germain. Police had said that around 14 people had been arrested by early afternoon. The movement has been a political thorn in Macron's side since last November, when the group, named after the fluorescent vests French motorists are required to keep in their cars, took to the streets in hordes over his reform agenda.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Israeli security forces arrested a Palestinian man Saturday suspected of killing an Israeli woman found dead 2 days ago in a forest on the outskirts of Jerusalem. The Israeli Internal Security Service said police in a statement that the 29-year-old Palestinian suspect was seized over the killing of the 19-year-old woman during a raid in the Palestinian city of Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. One of the world's top research universities, the U.S.-based University of California, Berkeley, has stopped new research projects with Huawei Technologies, which is a Chinese telecommunications giant. University suspension took effect on January 20th, and it came after the U.S. Department of Justice filed criminal charges against the corporation and some of its affiliates 2 days earlier. The department announced a 13 indictment against Huawei, accusing it of stealing trade secrets, obstruction of justice, violations of economic sanctions, and wire fraud. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.